to recommendation 3.4. Quote, special efforts should be made to provide contraceptive information and services to displaced populations and those in crisis settings, and to survivors of sexual violence who particularly need access to emergency contraception. End of quote. In 2012, two-thirds of the world population or 4.4 billion people were living in a country affected by a major disaster or conflict. Of these, 144 million were directly affected by disaster or displaced by conflict. Note reference, 74. The significant proportion of those displaced is sexually active persons who are likely to be in need of sexual and reproductive health services, including contraceptive services. Many. Page 27. With desire to prevent a pregnancy and childbirth during a time of displacement and emergency, and especially to prevent exposing a newborn to the risks posed by such a situation. Many of them may have been unable to bring with them the contraceptive method they used or run out of supplies. And yet, contraceptive services are not often prioritized in the minimum initial services package MISP provided in humanitarian settings. The Interagency Working Group on Reproductive Health in Crisis has, in a 2010 statement, recommended that contraceptives should be available to meet demand from the onset of an emergency, and that comprehensive contraceptive services should be available as soon as the situation stabilizes. Note reference, 75. Implementation of contraceptive services in humanitarian settings involves staff training, community education, logistics and supply chain management, and developing the system of client follow-up. The Interagency Field Manual on Reproductive Health in Humanitarian Settings 2010 provides detailed guidelines on implementing contraceptive services in humanitarian settings. Note reference, 76. The number of recent studies have reported that women and girls in humanitarian situations are also at a higher risk of experiencing sexual violence because of the use of rape as a weapon of war, or exposed to coercive sex. Note reference, 77. Emergency contraception is therefore a critical need for women and girls displaced by disasters and conflict. Note reference, 78. Sidebar. Checklist 7. 7.1 Do government agencies engaged in emergency disaster management have a policy related to reproductive health needs assessment in emergency situations, including assessing the demand for contraceptives? 7.2 If there is a positive policy in place, to what extent was its provisions implemented in practice during the most recent emergency, i.e. or reproductive health services, including contraceptive services, made available to all women and men as part of the minimum initial services package? 7.3 Are there legal or policy provisions preventing the availability of emergency contraception to the general population, for example requirement for a judge's decision or police report confirming sexual assault? If yes, can an exception be made to those in humanitarian settings to include emergency contraception as a part of minimum initial services package? 7.4 Are providers in a humanitarian setting trained to provide services for survivors of gender-based violence and especially sexual violence? Are they trained to provide contraceptive services, including emergency contraception? 7.5 Does the protocol for medical legal services to survivors of sexual violence include the provision of emergency contraception to prevent unwanted pregnancy resulting from the sexual violence? If yes, is emergency contraception made available to survivors of sexual violence as a part of medical legal services? End of sidebar. Sexual violence is not unique to humanitarian situations but prevalent also in everyday life across diverse cultures and social and economic settings. An estimated 7.2% of adult women experience sexual violence from a non-partner at some time in their lives, and 30% experience physical and/or sexual violence from an intimate partner. Note reference, 79. Who recommends the inclusion of emergency contraception as a part of the protocol for medical legal services for survivors of sexual violence to prevent unwanted pregnancy resulting from the sexual violence? Note reference, 80.